The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
I can tell you as we go around the grounds for Leopold Sporties that the Giants, well, this is not what the Cats want to know. They don't want the Giants in form before playing them in Canberra next week as they look to get back on the winners list. 15-11-101, plays 5-5-35 with 10 minutes ticked over in the final term. Earlier today, VFLW, good win for the Geelong VFLW girls, 9-8-50, defeating Port Melbourne 2-5-17. Adrian from Hobart has joined us on the line, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 in this fifth quarter for Signature Homes. Adrian, thanks for your call.
Gentlemen, good calling today. The better side won. Firstly, the pre-game. Interesting. I tuned into a racing broadcast and then a football game broke out. What was going on there?
Feedback's a gift. We'll take that on board.
Thank you, Adrian. Appreciate that. What else would you like to raise with us? Anything positive for us?
Yeah, well, no. Hey, look, it was positive. I don't know the first thing about racing, but I'm starting to... I might have to buy a share in that horse.
Adrian, just leave your details off here. That's fantastic. We'll be in touch.
Neildy's right, dealing with that, so go on, Adrian.
Serious question for Neildy. Do you reckon Myers could do with a spell back in the VFL just to find some touch? Had a bit of it today, but seemed to burn it a few times. Don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, probably. I'm not sure about the run back in the VFL, but certainly around his disposal. He works really hard, and he did have an interrupted pre-season. So often you give players a little bit of extra time to find their touch. I think he's really important to the way the Cats play. He works high up the ground to be that connecting player from defence and the forward line. But, yeah, I probably share the same sentiment with his disposal. To get to that next level, you know, whatever that means for him, he really needs to hit some more targets. And there was a crucial one when they were really trying to go. He went to kick the ball diagonally through the centre square and he just completely messed up the skill. So, yeah, interesting observation, but I tend to agree.
Adrian, thanks for your call. I hope things are good down in Hobart. Michael's next on the line. Michael, thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys. Very disappointing result. I went there full of confidence today. But two things I noticed that Freo done, and they've done it very well, was they seem to not allow Geelong any easy exits out of the D50. And as a result, they managed to turn over some repeat entries back in and kick goals, at least three goals, seemingly from nowhere. And a three-point margin, that's the result. And the other thing I noticed was that... They managed to, they held their position in stoppages and around the contest. All Geelong's players were drawn to the ball so that when Geelong got the ball, they were quite often hand-passing it or passing it on to another player in congestion. When Freo got it out of congestion, they were putting it to about a player 3 metres out either side and they were able to get away with the ball. And Geelong probably won more of the contested ball, but Freo made more of it count. And I think that was the difference in the game.
Oh, look, really good observation. Freo are very, very good at their front half intercepts and then scoring from them. They have a defensive structure, and Justin Longmuir before the game told us that they've been working on that since day one that he turned up, and they're really confident with each other. They're clear in their directions and what their role is. And Nate, you're right. That's exactly what happened today. That was on show. The stuff around the contest, yeah, it's probably a 50-50 game there. Towards the end, when Geelong really had to go and roll the dice, so to speak, to get back in the game on the scoreboard, we did see a couple of occasions, as you said, a number of the, particularly the younger players, all get sucked to the footy and believe the way to go is to get your own hands on the ball and I'll be the one. And then a couple of those experienced Freo players, it's not that they hung back, they chose the right position to be in it. And I think the classic one was the goal that they got towards the end of the game. The ball went over the back and Jed Buse was one out against three Dockers players. That's never going to work. And one of those was Travis Collier. And having worked with Trav before, experienced player, very good at setups around the ground. So, yeah, terrific call. Thank you.
Michael, great call. You're in the draw for the next level skirmish double passes. More of your calls, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Let's go to the KFC Twitter, though, Benny. Thanks to KFC. Get into KFC today for your $10 popcorn chicken bucket. What is the sentiment, the pervading sentiment of Cat fans this afternoon? What are they saying about the performance after we asked for the thoughts of those?
Yeah, well...
Liam Scale suggesting lost it in the third quarter. Dunks and Jez are too quiet for too long. A lot of work to do if we had to do anything this year, but on the pluses, they never give up. Fraser suggesting the Dockers were too good and deserve all the credit. Need a personnel shake-up through Myers and Higgins. Enough is enough. Who that then? Great call as always. Second quarter performance really cost us. Needed more run and carry under the conditions. Freo defended well. Quiet day from a couple of players for the Cats. Casper suggesting the scoreline flattered Geelong. Fremantle completely dominated that game. Should have won by more. Freo made Geelong look ordinary at times. Jackie suggesting, so they honestly think that spurts of footy's going to win or playing one good quarter. They were being exposed all over the place. Scotland suggesting, why are they booing Clark? He left because he couldn't get regular games. Want to boo someone, boo the MC who kept picking Colo, Dalhouse and Higgins. Bill Robert suggesting 1 goal, 3 over 2 quarters, just with a question mark. So not happy with the Cats' productivity up forward. And then Ethan suggesting Cat fans booing Jordan Clark is disgraceful. He deserved the win. And Frank Protest is thinking the Cats just looked a little bit flat. I think that they actually played a really good team today and they lost by 3 points. So we just don't, well, a lot of maybe some footy fans haven't got it in their head that Freo are a good team.
Yep.
And they are a good team, particularly this year. They've really developed. They've got some good players. They come over here without two of their key players, a ruckman and a full forward, and they get the chocolates done. They're very, very good defensively. That's why they sit second in points against, bettered only by Melbourne. They are the real deal, and if they can, you know, work their way into it, well, it's 6-1. They've given themselves every chance to end up this home and away season with a really good record, and they'll be certainly very, very hard to beat over there in WA. Yeah. So Justin Longmire doing some really good things, and the Cats, well, they lost by 3 points, so they were hardly, the effort was there. Geelong just, yeah, for two quarters, they just couldn't find a way to score. And in the end, that's hurt them.
Cats now find themselves back in the pack a little bit too, Benny, which, you don't give yourself a lot of wriggle room for the remainder of the season. Like, well, you know, it's only 4-3 and it's not the worst place to be after 7 rounds, but they've still got some work to do and no guarantee to be running around in September.
No, that's right. And the Fremantle players have actually come out and are talking to their fans. They had a gaggle of fans over there, and they've actually come out and are standing on around the fence talking to those fans. So that's great. Particularly, I don't know whether that's a Melbourne-based group of Fremantle fans or whether they've actually travelled over from WA, but some of the players, probably 12 or so, have come out to have a chat to the fans. So I reckon that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Fifth quarter for the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They are made to outlast any other. Happy to take more of your calls. 52-232-955. Got the Next Level Skirmish double pass giveaway. Or you can text us as well, 0456-955-955. Mark Blitzarf's joining us for Geelong Marine World. You can find them, of course, Port Arlington Road in Moolap. Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.